Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees
what's
are
up,
falling.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I don't know. Somebody got to tell me. Are the markets? Are we? Do we still have stock markets open? Or they we no longer trade? Did we stop trading markets? I think that's what the new thing is. We have no, yes, sir, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. I mean, I don't know. I looked at the markets. There's nothing going on anywhere. I don't understand what the hell's going on here. But actually, I do understand, actually. I might even explain it today. But, I mean, it's interesting that there's just, it's absolutely at a standstill. And one of the things you want to recognize and you want to understand about what's going on is that this is the busiest 6 months of the year in the stock market are usually the fourth quarter, the first quarter. Traders typically made their years in those two quarters. So it's interesting that all of a sudden we have gone to almost death watch. Okay. I mean, you know, if you ever watch Varney, you hear him play the death watch song, but the markets are almost at death watch. It's interesting because there's nothing going on. And what makes that interesting is that it's supposed to be busy. This is supposed to be one of the busiest couple of weeks of the year. The new start, the hope, the whole thing. And here we've had this monster rally. And all of a sudden, it decides that it wants to stop. Now, again, I'm just saying, okay, I'm not, you know, making any bold predictions or anything out there. I'm just saying, what the hell happened? Okay, all of a sudden, we no longer have trade. We've got, you know, volatility leaking oil. We've got markets, you know, NASDAQ new high, the 20,000 Dow run is over for the moment. But again, you know, one of the things I laugh about is, oh, we're so far away, we're 100 points. I mean, 100 points is, you know, a half a percent. So, you know, you listen to these dopes and they make these ridiculous statements about, you know, the movement and the point. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. You know, I think that, you know, we've kind of lost our mind. And that, I think, becomes a bigger problem, okay, is that now we have the newsmakers have so little to talk about that they've got to create this. And this goes into the whole theory of either fear-mongering or trying to create attention. And you know, I got news for you. Now, I don't know how anybody else out there feels, but I would just assume have a straight scoop, have the straight story. Okay? Again, I don't know how everybody else feels about this, but in my book, I just like to see it done straight. Okay? I'm not interested in, you know, all this goofy crap, and I don't need to be told, and I don't need to be, you know, pushed around. I mean, when do we go back to reality? Okay. I mean, we've been in this fantasy land that things are better for 9 years now. Okay. Now, you know, you can like Obama, you can not like Obama. He did a rotten job. That's just my opinion. And again, I gave him a chance. I mean, listen, he was the president. Well, he still is the president. He is the president. And of course, whether I like him or I don't like him, I want him to do a good job. I mean, you know, make me like you. Give me a reason to want to support you. Well, he did not. Now, obviously, I like Trump. I hope he gives me a reason to continue to like him. And but where is it, you know, for, like I said, for almost 9 years, we're in this fantasy world because the stock market's higher. I think we're making a mistake, and this is, I mean, this will be the cause, okay? This will be the cause of the eventual meltdown. I mean, I am telling you that the markets are dying for a reason to go lower. And they're not. And again, they're going to go when they're ready. They're not going to announce. They're not going to send. Well, they might send you a telegram. They won't tell me. But eventually, they're going to sell off. But the point is that you have a market that is basically totally given up. You know, no action, no trading. And yet you look around. We just had a putrid jobs number again. We continue to see a lack of things, and yet you've got, you know, guys going around claiming, oh, we're gonna get 4% growth. And believe me, I'm hoping for 4% growth. I mean, I'd be a schmuck not to want to have 4% growth. I'm rooting for it, right? But it ain't gonna happen tomorrow, okay? And there's still the problems that have to be dealt with. You still have a Congress and a Senate that are not necessarily gonna be laydowns for Donald Trump, even though they're all Republican. You know, this Obamacare is all of a sudden from it's going, it's repeal and replace. All of a sudden, it may not be going so fast. Now, that is a big thorn in the side of businesses. Because, again, if you know the rules and the number of employees, you're not so fast going to go there because of the cost of Obamacare. Now, again, I'm a simple guy. I think that the solution is simple. I think, look, if you want to have a national health care as such as an Obamacare, okay, I mean, until we get it resolved, why don't you subsidize it, you know, through the government? You want to have a national, I mean, they want a national health care anyways. Now, I'm not saying to make this forever, but until you get all the insurance companies back in place and until you rectify price, I mean, you know, why not, you know, give the policy prices that are fair and go ahead and use it as a bigger program while we're trying to get it resolved. I mean, we need to end Obamacare. It's brutal. Okay. It's too damn expensive. I mean, companies can't afford it. So they're not going to hire because it's going to kill them. And no healthy individual wants to be a part of Obamacare because it's too expensive. You know, again, pre-existing conditions are a rough thing. And you know, I have one myself. I have a back, okay, that always gets excluded anytime I go for health insurance. So I get it, okay? Obviously, I don't have a life-threatening disease, thank God, but that's I get the whole story. And again, I think with all the money that the government pisses away on nothing, you would think they could build a fund to help the uninsured, okay? You would think there could be something could be done. I mean, you know, you look at the cost and the things that are going on around here, and then you tell me that we can't do that. I mean, this is where it makes absolutely no sense. We can keep Social Security at 65 that's going broke. We can keep Medicare at 65, which is going broke, but yet we want to keep this stupid Obamacare. I mean, listen, kids. There's got to be a lot of adjustments in this country. If we're going to succeed, and I mean, obviously we're going to succeed, but if we're going to continue to grow and we're going to get all these things they want, there's got to be changes made. You got to make a lot of changes, and I'm going to come back and give you my changes when we come back from the break, because this is getting, I'm really getting angry, obviously, because it just makes no damn sense, and it's really starting to piss me off. But before I get wound up and have to go take some blood pressure medicine, I will step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm, the only spot you need for everything. It's great entertainment, 24 hours a day. And, of course, you get to download me, The Bubba Show, every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you after the break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends and the bitching never ends with Bubba. What's up, everybody? So, you know, I said, you know, before the break that I would, you know, do some of the things that I think that should be done. And what I think should be done is the first thing is Social Security's got to be raised to either 75 or 80. Okay. Now, you know, you don't have to wait till Social Security to live. I mean, if you've made enough money, if you've made wise investments, you can retire whenever you want. Okay. So, you know, people that are waiting have to end up working anyways. So why shouldn't they work at a regular job? Okay. And keep their job instead of being forced out, which we've seen happening for years here now. You know, it's an interesting thing in this country. We keep getting rid of the good employees to bring in crappy employees because they cost less, but they really don't cost less. They just, it's the way it is. But if we change the retirement age, people could actually work longer. And if you've done a good job at taking care of your own personal finances, you know, by hedging, by compounding, by doing all the things you need to do, then guess what? You wouldn't have to worry about Social Security, because certainly they don't pay. You want to talk about a poverty level. If you had to live on Social Security by itself, you'd be in poverty. Okay. So they got to raise the age, 75 or 80. Now, again, you cannot penalize somebody who's 64 and say, well, you got to wait till you're 80 now. But what you can do is you can say, okay, anybody who's 21 and under or whatever college graduating age is, you are now, your retirement age is going to be X, and it's going to be 75 or 80. Now, me personally, I make it 80. Because by the time those guys are ready to get retirement, the average living age will be 80. You know, again, we have to remember what's going on. And Medicare, same thing. Why shouldn't Medicare be 75 or 80? Okay. That would free up a lot of things that would help. And you could then rebuild the system. You know, the original system, if it was handled properly, was fine. But the problem is that they never adjusted the age. You know, again, the average living age when Social Security was first put in was 62. So, again, it worked out well. Most people died. They never got it. So the benefit stayed in. But we got a bunch of idiots running the shop. You know, it must be the same people who worry about the dollar when sales aren't good. They blame it on the dollar. Okay. So we raised Medicare. We raised Social Security. Now, you've got to get somebody to get in between the insurance companies and the doctors. Now, look. I think a doctor's entitled to make a lot of money. Okay. Look, you go to school for 12 years. Okay. You know, that ain't free, right? It's a lot of dough. You're entitled to make a lot of money. I have no problem with it. You know, look, everybody wants to be a doctor. It's a great living. Like, make a lot of money. Those guys work their ass off. Okay. And I'm not saying they couldn't come down a little bit on price, but at the end of the day, you know, they should not be shut out and forced to work for less. They shouldn't be forced to leave the insurance taking business. You know, my own personal doctor, he won't take insurance. He's a boutique. Why? Because it's too much of a pain in the ass. Okay. So we have to, I think we're a smart enough country to change that. All right. And to make it right. Now, in my opinion, and I have no factual basis for this, but in my opinion, I watch the doctors try to screw the insurance companies and insurance companies try to screw the doctors. And at the end of the day, we get screwed. But there's got to be a number, and a doctor should be at no less of a markup than retail or anything else. I mean, they're entitled to make money. So if you say that, you know, a doctor's time is worth, and I don't have a number, but let's say a doctor's time is worth $100 an hour. Okay. Which equals about $200,000 a year, but doctors work, most of them work more than 40 hours a week. So, but let's just say a doctor's worth $300,000 a year for a normal doctor, whatever it is. I mean, then the insurance companies should pay that should be the going rate. And then they can gauge their policies on that. I mean, to me, that makes more sense. Now, we all know doctors, right? Most doctors, they stack you up. So they're actually making, you know, they're seeing 4 or 5 patients an hour. All right. So, but it's certainly easily done, I think, if you took an actuary, like you do for insurance, for life insurance, and for everything else, you say, hey, all right, well, so what's the numbers? Okay, this is what a guy is entitled to make, and how do we make that happen so that they're happy, so everybody's happy? You know, it's the same as hedging cost. If you know what your costs are going to be, it's not as much of a shock. Okay. I mean, I look at my own personal bills. I don't know why I have insurance at all. I pay a lot of money for insurance, and I spend a lot of money at the doctor. I mean, not for myself. I don't go to the doctor. Screw them. I wouldn't go anymore. But people go to the doctor, and what do you get, right? So why don't we make a table of what's chargeable, right? Now, look, if a doctor wants to go outside of that, fine. Let him go his own boutique doctor, and he can charge whatever he wants. Listen, I'm a big fan of the free markets. But in the meantime, to set rates on everything, why shouldn't we have set rates? Okay, why shouldn't it be, you know, when you get your car fixed, you know, you go to GM or you go to any one of them, they have whatever their fee is, $120 an hour, whatever it is, it's a number. Okay, whether they work that long on it or not, that's the number. So you go for an estimate, you know, everything's in a book. Well, why can't we have a doctor's be like that as well? I mean, as long as they're making enough money, I don't think they would really care. I think it would be make it easier for them as well. I mean, this is, again, I don't know the business, but I do know that, you know, you can go to one guy for one thing and go to another one for the exact same thing. One's going to be a lot more expensive than the other. So, you know, why can't we just make, you know, standard fees for standard work? Okay. You know, I mean, unfortunately, I have a grandniece that's in the hospital, 7 weeks old. Her bill already is over $1 million. Okay. Over $1 million already. 7 weeks. Now, I don't know, somewhere along the line here, that doesn't seem feasible. Okay. But that's what it is. And that's what somebody's going to have to pay. Now, at the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, a combination of the parents and the insurance and whatever they're going to knock off the bill. But you can't tell me that it takes, you know, that kind of dough to keep somebody, you know, and I understand it all. You know, that part I do understand. Okay. But again, this comes back to what I always look at and gauge as, you know, usury or ridiculous prices. And for me, it doesn't make me happy. To me, it upsets me that we have to be in a society where you've got everybody scamming. And this is how a lot of the scams come about as well. Because when you force these things, okay, then you find the guys who are actually bilking Medicaid and Medicare and overbilling and billing for fantasy, for people that don't exist. Okay. That's where the problems come in. It's the same with all of our entitlement programs. It's not bad enough that we've got all these entitlements. But look at the people that are getting some of the entitlements. Half of them aren't even citizens. They're not entitled to anything, but yet they figured out how to scam the system. Now, that's where we have work to do, okay? But until we do that work, what are we going to have? We're going to have the same story as we always have. We're going to have the same, there's no money, there's nothing going on, and at the end of the day, okay, we end up with gots and goo, okay? And that, I think, becomes the overall bigger problem, okay, is we let too many things slide by the aisle. And why? Well, because our politicians, they want to make sure they get votes. So they don't want to give up any votes, so they do things that are not in our best interest because, of course, they get to live by a separate set of laws. So you tie all that together, and what do you got? You got one big pile of crap. And until that pile of crap is cleaned up, it's going to continue. And it's only going to get worse because we are in a society that lets this stuff go on and slide by. And until somebody steps up and is a man or a woman and says, hey, I don't care about the vote. I want to get it done right, and that's why I'm here to serve. We're going to have the same stuff over and over again. And that is why we have no money. That's why we're in so much debt, because we're too busy financing things that we shouldn't even be financing. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you a download of the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com. We've got our new futures class starting. We'll make sure you check it out. In the meantime, I'm going to stop by, have a break, and I will be right back after the break The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Show Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you, and well, so what do we do now? Okay, we've got, you know, that this is going to be in one of the bills. We've got the sequestration coming up soon. You know, we've got already some politicians wavering. So what's going to happen? Where's the mess going to be? So is the big man, Mr. Donald Trump himself, is he going to be able to change the way we do things? Is he going to be able to get things? I know he wants to. Okay. So is he going to be able to get it done? And that will be the interesting story. You know, we have so many things that need to be done, and it doesn't appear that he's going to have his full backing, because again, you're starting to see some wavering already on a few things we already talked about today. So now, in regards to Mr. Trump, what was anybody's reaction to Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes? I mean, is everything now going to be just strictly a political venue? I mean, I can't believe we're still talking about this damn election. Okay, but yet we're still making political speeches, and here this bitch has the nerve to say that they're from the most forget the exact word she used, but basically the most downtrodden, making $22 million to do a film. Okay, are you kidding me? Can we be that stupid to listen to this? I mean, listen. I don't get it, okay? I mean, you've got all these people that spend, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again, okay? That spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to hire the best lawyers and accountants to help them avoid tax, to help them avoid everything. And yet, here they are bitching about America. So what they're really saying to you is, screw the middle class, screw the people who pay my salary when they go to the movies. I want it all for myself, and I want to make sure that I don't get penalized by Donald Trump. Now, of course, Donald Trump has nothing to do about penalizing, and he's trying to lower taxes for everybody. Okay, but of course, we know that the tax rate is just a rate, and depending on how good your accountants and lawyers are, you can beat a lot of that system down. So when does the political garbage talk? I had somebody tell me the other day they believe that Donald Trump will be impeached within 2 years of his office. Now, I mean, when do we as Americans become Americans, okay, and want to see the country succeed? I mean, pretty simple question, right? I mean, when do we want to see America succeed? I mean, you know, you talk about all these things that can happen, but what is wrong with just having a good old-fashioned, successful America? Would that be such a terrible thing? Would it be terrible to have the country running like a good, solid business? Would it be terrible to see the budget cut and see the deficit come down? Okay. Aren't you tired of putting your hard-earned money into the garbage can or into the incinerator so that these assholes in Washington can live the high life? Okay. I mean, I don't know about you, but certainly I'm tired of paying monster salaries, monster pensions to people that don't serve me. They serve themselves. So why are we in this position? Why do we allow it to be this position? I mean, if you think I'm wrong, just go check it out. I mean, I'm giving these are facts, okay, about the Congress and the Senate. They make a lot of money to do nothing, okay? They get to work and keep some of their campaign money. I forget how that works, but they get to keep part of it, okay, for something. Again, they can't just go out and buy a new car, but they can do things with it. Yet, they don't have Obamacare. They have their own insurance company. They have their own insurance, okay? They don't live by the same rules we live by. But yet, here we are continuing to pay them to do a crappy job. Now, you tell me, okay? And now you wonder why guys like Soros and Buffett and jackasses like that want to have the old guard in there, because the old guard lets it be the old guard and does not rock the boat. The old guard lets these guys get away with murder. Okay? You think that Warren Buffett, when he says he wants to pay more taxes, really wants to pay more taxes? Is anybody in this room, on this show, and there's about 30,000 right now, okay, does anybody here believe that he really wants to pay more taxes? Okay? Because based on the way his payroll is structured, he takes $100,000 salary and $13 million in dividends, which are taxed at a much lower rate. So it would appear to me that he's full of crap, which I've always said. So I'm not going to change my opinion today. Does anybody believe that any of these others really want to pay more money? And, you know, again, these are power mongers. You don't get to the top of the mountain like a Warren Buffett, like a George Soros, like a Donald Trump, like anybody else, unless you develop a keen edge over your competition. Because life is a competition. That's what makes the elite athletes. They work better. They're smarter. Okay, they're better at their craft. So the reason these guys get here is because they're smarter. They were smarter than the politicians that got them to put all these laws in place that did nothing but benefit these guys. I mean, why do you think Warren Buffett fought the pipeline? Because he owns the railroads. Okay. If they start taking the oil through the pipeline, then it hurts the railroad. I mean, you think he was really doing it because he was worried about the environment? I mean, he ain't worried about nothing. Okay. And neither are his kids. But yet he wanted to get his way, and he did get his way. Okay. But if anybody believes that, I mean, I just have to say, I have to kind of roll my eyes, I guess. Okay. Because at the end of the day, right, we are a society of letting people get away and letting the rich steal from the poor. Okay. The opposite of Robin Hood. Right. You know, if you go back in history and look at all the times of trouble, all the economic damage times, you know who loved those times? The rich. They get richer because they got money to jump in and grab everything. All right? Look, go watch It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Potter. Okay? That's why they survive and run through these times, because they know and they have the wherewithal to step up and do these things. That's the problem with the competition. We are right now in an unfair competition, the way that things are set up, the way that the laws and the regulations are set up. They are set up not to help the little guy. They're set up to help the big guys maintain. And I have no problem with the rich, okay? But the problem I do have is that I would like to have a fair and equal playing field for everybody. I think that is a tragedy. I think that is a problem, that we do not have a fair and equal playing field. And that, to me, is the bigger story here. And that's where I hope that we see the dramatic changes that we need, because the playing field needs to be leveled so that we can get away from all this garbage and quit having these guys trying to take over, or gals, take over stuff that has got nothing to do with what they're trying to accomplish. Okay. But again, as I say here all the time, it always comes back to money. And I don't care how rich Warren Buffett is, he wants to be richer. Okay. I don't care what they say, they all want more money. That's what they do. Okay. So if we're going to allow them to escape and get away with this, and that's on us, because we have the power to vote them out. You know, the people that make the ridiculous laws, that's within our power. But we allow the same jackasses to be in over and over and over again. So that has to be on us. That can't be on them. We have to step up and say, hey, enough. And until we say enough, we're going to have the same problem. Now, again, I'm just telling you straight up, every time they do something, they're taking money right from your pocket. That is what is known as the hidden tax of inflation. Okay, what do we need inflation for? We don't need inflation. We need inflation so they can inflate the dollars to make their dollars worth more again. That's what they're trying to do. And that really is a tax on you and me. Okay, that's the problem. I mean, you know, go back. Well, we'll go back after I come back from the break. We'll go back and look. But this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is my home. And I want to make sure you go there and get my show. Our goal this year is to get to 1 million downloads a month. So I'm working on you. I'm working with you. Let's go get them. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
After 10,000 beers.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And as we go back, so let's go back in history. Now, any of you are in my age category or older, you remember the 60s, the 70s? Now, how much money did you make in 1970, 1975, let's say? And how much money do you make now? And how is your life in 1970, 75? And how is your life now? Okay. Now, I will tell you that when I was a kid, my first goal was to buy a Cadillac Eldorado. All right. And I bought that car in 1982. Okay. And right now, for what I pay for a car now, I get five of them. All right. And I was making near the same kind of money. So you tell me, okay, how is it better? And that is the problem when you talk about inflation. The reason that we inflate assets is to make dollars cheaper, okay, so that you can pay for something today. And if you defer the payment, you're actually paying it with less dollars. Well, why is that? I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay with less dollars down the road. Okay. I want my dollars to be stable. My good friend, Alan Butler, used the example often here, which was the 1964, quarters. Okay. Silver, because in those days they were made with all silver. And of course, the quarter today in equal value terms compared to silver is worth, well, it's worth about $6. It's worth about $4. Okay. So that's so a quarter in 1964 bought you a gallon of gas. Well, that same quarter buys you a gallon of gas today, but the difference is it's $4 instead of a quarter. All right. So when you hear them talk that they want to get inflation up, it's only because they're trying to devalue dollars because of all the debt they're trying to repay with lower dollars. Okay? So that's why you see many of these long-term contracts that get put out in sports, and they stretch them out so long, because if I pay Michael Jordan today $30 million, okay, and I pay him, by the time he finishes the contract, I pay him $50 million, that $50 will most likely be less than the $30 that I'm paying him today. So why wouldn't I do that? You know, again, I've used this before on the show, but the Magic Johnson, when Jerry Buss signed him to $1 million a year for 25 years back in, it was, I think, the mid-80s. Okay. Well, he knew, he figured it out, that the $1 million is going to be worth nothing. And look, if he'd have held that contract and held him to it, okay, his talent is worth $50 million a year, he'd be getting $1 million. So, again, this is the price you pay, okay, from this inflation that everybody tells us is so necessary. Okay, and I'm saying to you, it ain't necessary. Okay, what I'm saying to you is we need just a free market. Okay, we don't need a manipulated market. We don't need somebody telling us what we should be or what we should have. We need a market that is free for the exchange of goods and services for some sort of currency, whatever that currency happens to be. And that, I think, is the bigger story. Okay. So you can look at things all you want. You can talk about this all you want. And you can listen to that Federal Reserve talk about inflation. They're only trying to inflate their way to kick the can down the road. That's what the inflation is doing. It's allowing me to buy back with cheaper dollars. That's the bottom line. Okay. So if you think we're better off with the way that they're running things, you would probably want to think again, and maybe I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, don't feel free to be shy. Email me. I'll have you on the show. You can have your say right with me, and I won't even dispute you if you're on the other side. Okay? I'll make that offer to anybody. You want to come on, you can come on and dispute with me whatever you want, and I won't argue with you. I'll let you have your say. I'm a free market guy. I'm a freedom of your opinion, and everybody should have a chance to voice their opinion. Okay? But in my opinion, we're just getting fleeced. Okay? In my opinion, you know, in 1976, I worked for Pitney Bowes. And every year they came out with a new compensation program. And every year I had to work 10% harder to make the same amount of money that I made the year before. And I go, well, that ain't right. What's going on here? So what I'm saying to you is, why do I have to work harder today to pay for my taxes or whatever I have to pay for and make less money than I did 40 years ago? Okay. Why? Because I have to, you have to, we have to finance the Federal Reserve, the United States government, and not the way, you know, not just with your taxes, which is fine. I don't mind paying taxes. Look, you know, people go, well, I don't want to pay taxes. I don't want to make that. I'd love to pay taxes. Okay. I love to pay what I owe. Not anymore, but I love to pay what I owe. And I would be thrilled with a flat tax. Okay. I just like to write a check and not have to worry about it. Worry about saving all my receipts, worry about saving all my expenses. And you know, then you got to worry about them auditing, you know, all this stuff, right? I'd be happier. You know, you make $200,000, here's $30,000. Boom. Goodbye. That's it. Goodbye. But that's the price you pay. Okay. When you let these guys take it over the way that they've done, because all they are doing is destroying what's in your pocket so that they can make it worth less, so that when they have to borrow all this money, they can pay it back later with cheaper dollars. And to me, that is what really pisses me off. Okay. Because you and I are paying for that. You and I, the middle class, pay for all that crap. Okay. And again, if you don't think so, I urge you to just take a look back. Take a walk down memory lane. Okay. And think about, you know, what you were making and how far it went. I mean, you know, again, I don't say my house should be $5,000. Okay. But I know my parents' first mortgage payment was like $86 a month. Okay. And I don't know anybody who's got $8,600 a month mortgage payments now. And I think that's the bigger problem. And that's all due to inflation. It's due to the fiat currency system. It's due to all those things because of all the manipulation that goes on. So that's the only way that the government can get their money back from us. Because if you think about it, if you pay property tax, I pay too much, but if you pay property tax, okay, well, if my house is valued at $5,000, I'm paying $50 a year. But unfortunately, I'm paying $22,000 a year. So is that the rent I get to pay? Is that the rent I get to pay for in privilege for living in my house, for owning my house? Okay. So if you think about it in the right terms, the reason that they want inflation is because it drives up the taxes of everything else that you have to pay. Because every tax you pay is based on the value of what you own or what you're buying. Okay. So are we really going to let them continue to get away with it? And so far we are. But some point, I hope somebody steps up. You know, and I don't think it will happen in my lifetime, unfortunately. But I hope that at some point somebody steps up and says, hey, there's something wrong with this model you're running here. Because what is it really? It's a Ponzi scheme. Okay. You can look at it any way you want. It is nothing but a Ponzi scheme. Okay. Why else would I have to pay more for something that's worth less? Okay. Again, you know, just look at the profit margins and then you tell me. Okay. But yet we continue to get pounded because we're the ones that have to pay the biggest percentage of what we make to get out. Just a thought for the day. Nothing serious, just a little bit of a thought. But again, I make the offer. Anybody want to dispute that with me anytime you want, shoot me an email. I'll have you on anytime. It'd be great. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is my home. And make sure you go there and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends, being now taken over by my son, Xander. But I'll be a guest appearance once in a while. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks. Wake up, Maggie.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.